Moncrief on News Talk.
People going on holidays often employ house sitters, but often it's not just the house they're looking after, it's also the pets that live there. Pete, the vet Wedderburn, has some experience of this. Pete, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean.
This is a kind of a house swapping thing. You've done this.
I've done this a few times, and it's a really clever idea, which is enabled by the internet. And the idea is that, first of all, if you're somebody like myself who wanted to go for a holiday somewhere lovely overseas, you register as a pet sitter on their website. Once you've registered as a pet sitter, you have to get some references, people saying that you're good at doing this kind of thing, and that you're reliable and so on. You can then browse through all sorts of holidays, staying in somebody else's house and looking after their pets. And once you've chosen the one that you like the look of, you then go do a Skype call with them, and you know, you chat to each other and you make sure that you're a good fit. And then you go to their you fly to the airport near where they are. They pick you up from the airport. They drive you to the place where you'll be staying in their lovely home, and you meet their lovely pets. And then what you do is you spend a day with these people, and they will show you the pets' routines and take you through all the nuts and bolts of looking after their family home and their garden. And then they go away on holidays, and they leave you there with their car to use in their home, and you look after their home and you look after their pets. You enjoy your holiday, and then they come back to find everything in top condition, and you go home having had a holiday in a lovely home with lovely pets, and it hasn't cost you anything to do that.
Okay, and what parts of the world have you done this in?
Well, we've done it three times, actually. First time was a mountain cottage in Greece, this lovely place where he had three big dogs, German Shepherd type dogs, that we had to walk through the mountains every morning. And the main hazard was that there was the local shepherds had their little dogs that used to like running after our three big dogs. And there was every morning was a bit of a challenge to do this. But that was the first one. Second one was a family in the Loire Valley. They lived in a lovely big bungalow, and there was two dogs and two cats. And we were part of the French village that they were there, that they were in. So we used the local swimming pool, and we went down to the boulangerie every day, and we behaved like locals. And that was one of the lovely things about it. You become part of the local community. The third one was the best one, and that was a French chateau that was normally rented out as a high-end type of, a sort of guest house you could stay in. But the people who ran the guest house wanted to have a break themselves, so they put their place up with very, very limited photographs. It looked a bit... It didn't look great in the photographs that they put in their posting, but when we talked to them, they said they deliberately didn't put up lovely photographs because they didn't want to attract too many people. And so this was the most magnificent French chateau with its own swimming pool, and we had to look after an elderly golden retriever who didn't even want to go for his daily walks, and a cat who just did her own thing. And so again, it was a lovely stay that we had in this place, and it was rent free. Except that obviously we had to pay our flights there and back, and otherwise there wasn't a cost for us in having to rent somewhere to stay. So yeah, That's how it works. That's how the system works. Equally, if you're somewhere in Ireland, you can put your own place up on the website, and you then get you describe everything and show photographs of everything, and then somebody who wants to come on holiday in Ireland, they'll get in touch with you and say, we'd love to come and stay in your house for a couple of weeks. And you then set up to meet them, and so it goes. So it's a great way. If you're an animal lover, it's a great way of including animals in your holidays when you go away. And if you're somebody who wants to have your home cared for by somebody who's an animal lover, and if you want to give your pets the experience of being cared for in their own home without it costing you an arm and a leg, it works that way too, you see.
Yeah, what's the name of this website? We might as well say the name of it.
It's called trustedhousesitters.com. That's the name of it. And you do have to pay now to be a member of the website. And I think it costs about, if you want to be a pet sitter, you have to pay something like 120 euros for a year of access to all these different places that you might want to go and stay in. And I think it's 140 euros if you have a property you want to have somebody look after while you're away. So, you know, there is a cost there, but with the cost of accommodation these days, it's, you know, when you go away on holidays, it's the big cost that you have to budget for. So if you think about getting that for free and also car rental for free, then it's really very good value.
Absolutely.
Or equally, if you want to pay somebody to mind your pets while you're away, I don't know what it's going to cost you, but it's going to be a significant sum every day. So 140 euros is probably going to only cover you for like 3 days. So if you think you can pay that much money and you have somebody come into your house. And by the way, there's lots of helpful backup things they have there, such as they have insurance. So if pets do fall ill, you know, the vet's bills will be covered by the insurance that they offer. And they have they have lots of other little tweaks to the website to make it really, really effective. I have to say, I enjoy going to the website, even as a non-member, just to browse what's available and see for myself, living my dreams a bit. There's one that I'm really sorry I missed out on, which is minding a budgie in downtown Manhattan in this magnificent penthouse apartment. Wouldn't that have been a great gig?
Yes. Yeah, no, not that much work either, I imagine. When you were in Greece that time, was it hot? And how did the dogs deal with that?
Well, you see, the dogs are used to their routine. So the routine for them meant going for a walk as the sun came up. So, you know, like it meant I had to get up early when I was away on holidays. Like I had to get up at like 6:30 or something to go and walk the dogs. But once they've been walked, then they are happy just lounging around in the shade around the house as they always did. And I have to say, I've still very happy memories of those dawn walks with the dogs, as long as I managed to avoid the shepherd's dogs, by the way.
Yes. I assume when you're registering for this, do you have to have references? You had a bit of an unfair advantage being a vet, but like for, you know, do you need a qualification of any sort?
No, you don't need a qualification of any sort. I think everything helps. So if you've done something like a pet first aid certificate, that's going to help. You have to like create a narrative for you know, the sort of person that you are and your experience. I think it helped that my wife is a really avid gardener, because people often want their gardens minded sometimes as carefully as their pets. That people can be very particular about these things. So you have to kind of big up any skills that you have in this area. So yes, definitely. As a vet and a gardening enthusiast, the two of us were kind of like a dream team, if you like. Mm-hmm. And it did mean that that's probably partly why we got the chateau gig. But you know, there's loads and loads of different types of accommodation and pets available, and you know, you have to take your pick. And people can't always be very fussy. It can be hard enough to get somebody to mind your pets. Of course, the other way you can do it is just rent a pet sitter. And there's, you know, there's a website, I think also Pet Sitters Ireland. And there's other ways you can get people. You actually just pay them a daily sum of money to mind your house and your pets. Mm. And I think it's a great option for pets, because, you know, things don't change for them. Otherwise, it can be a wee bit stressful if they have to go somewhere else while you're away on holidays. Whereas if they just do their own routine in the household, but with different people, well, you know, it's quite pleasant for them, I think.
Yeah, and so, yeah, and because I was going to raise that, if you have a dog, for instance, and you send the dog to kennels, I assume that's a bit more stressful for the dog, because the dog doesn't know where they are.
Yes, I mean, dogs cope very well with that kind of stress, and a good kennel will make sure that they're looked after really well, you know, given regular walks and plenty of attention. But there's no doubt, if you look at it from a dog's perspective, like they're not in their own home, and so it's all a bit strange. So yes, there's an element of stress involved inevitably.
Yeah.
So having a pet in your home is something which is probably the least stressful way of having them cared for. There's another website as well, by the way, where you can actually, it's called GooDog, GUDOG.com, GooDog.com, where people go on there if they want to accept other people's pets in their own home as paying guests, if you like. So it's like having your pet boarded, but in somebody else's house. And that can also be a way of having a bit less stress for your pet, because they'd be, instead of being in a boarding kennel type environment, they're actually in a family home type environment. But all these things are very individual, and, you know, different pets and different people are comfortable with different options. I think it's about finding what suits you and your pet the best. It's definitely something to plan well in advance, because, you know, it's something you can't do at the last minute. It has to be set up. You know, you'll be trying to get June, July, August set up now for sure, because those are busy months.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, it sounds absolutely great. Pete, thanks very much for talking with us today. That was Pete Wedderburn there. One Texas says, we've had pet sitters here in the West. They were delighted. So were we, and so were the cats. Lynette wants to know, is anyone interested in sitting 4,000 chickens? Would they count as pets? Yeah, I don't know. There's probably a separate mindmyfarm.com or something like that. You might need to look up for that one. I'm a cat, says another texter. Intelligent animals like us do not need sitting. Dogs, on the other hand, are a different story altogether. Well, you're absolutely right. In fact, I think Pete kind of bore that out on one of their trips. The dogs need minding and the cats just do their own thing. And someone else says, when I was on my J1, I had to babysit a Great Dane in a carnival in California, and the carnival turned out to be haunted. But then it turned out that the carnival owner faked the haunting as a diversion for his criminal activities. Yes. I wonder what you were doing on your J1.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.